The final push. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
This election is off. Your election is going to matter a great deal.
President Biden in San Diego last night as he makes a campaign swing in the West ahead of Tuesday's midterms. He also rallied with voters in New Mexico, where the Democratic governor's seat is at risk.
Tell you what, that governor, she's something else, isn't she?
He said Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has fought hard for her state. In her remarks, she says she's running because things aren't perfect in her state just yet.
You have all of us thinking about tomorrow and the future and building together.
Governor Lujan Grisham is facing former TV meteorologist Mark Ronchetti, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. In Iowa, former President Trump criticized Democrats last night for opposing voter ID laws.
Economist survey.
And we'll also get a report later today about that comes out just before the midterms, and that is the October jobs report. Hillary Barsky has more on that.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal are forecasting that employers added around 205,000 jobs in October, which is down from 263,000 in September and would mark the weakest job growth since December of 2020. The unemployment rate is anticipated to remain steady at 3.5%. While the pace of job growth is slowing, the labor market remains tight, with employers reluctant to lay off workers. The job market's resilience is a challenge to the Fed's efforts to cool the economy and bring down inflation that is running near a four-decade high. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And here's Trump at that Iowa rally.
They don't want voter ID, and they don't want citizenship ID. In other words, if you come from a foreign planet, it's fine to vote because it's very... Now, there's only one reason...
America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
South Korea scrambles dozens of military aircraft, including advanced F-35 fighter jets, after spotting 180 North Korean warplanes today flying in North Korean territory in what appeared to be a defiant show of strength. The North's aerial exercises came after it test-fired about 30 ballistic missiles during the previous 2 days in response to the U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises. Ukraine says it's disconnected its Zaporizhia nuclear power plant from the power grid after Russian continued to shell and damage the transmission lines, and that left the facility reliant on diesel generators. This as Russia renews calls for civilians to evacuate the southern city of Kherson.
Russian-backed officials claim they will withdraw troops from the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson as Ukrainian forces continue to make moves there. If confirmed, it could be a major turning point in this important front of the war. Secretary of State Blinken is meeting with other foreign ministers at a G7 meeting in Germany, reaffirming U.S. support for Ukraine. In Kyiv, Greg Poncott, Fox News.
Houston takes Game 5 of the World Series, and with it, a 3-2 lead in the series. The Astros and the Phillies play Game 6 Saturday night. A chance encounter at Disney World leads to the arrest of a fugitive.
It's a vacation 31-year-old Quashawn Burton wishes he hadn't taken. He'd been on the lam for nearly a year when he decided to go to Disney World, and who should bump into him there? Federal Postal Inspector Jeff Andre, also on vacation. He'd been working on the manhunt. That led Burton not to an amusement ride, but on a ride to jail to stand trial on charges of fraudulently obtaining coronavirus relief aid. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.